Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded. Happy Friday, guys, and welcome to the last episode of the week for the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. We'll just get straight into it. Today, I'm going to give you some tips about homesteading in the city. They're basically just sustainability tips. I mean, of course, you can do them if you live out in the country. So homesteading in the city. The first one we're going to get into is shared gardening. I've never lived somewhere where they have this. Actually, I have, but I've never participated in it. But I had a friend that did when I lived in England. He had a plot, or she, I can't quite remember, it was a while ago, had a plot in a shared garden, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a garden that they share, right? And you get your little area, and you can grow whatever you want. You'd be surprised how much you can grow in a small space, right? Like if it's 2 meters by 2 meters, you can grow like quite a few tomato plants, and then you just got to learn how to do it efficiently, right? So that's the first one, shared gardening. And I'm just going to throw in with that. You can do it. You can grow a little garden in your apartment if you wanted, especially like a little herb garden. If you got a balcony, you could turn it into a little food forest, right? So there you go. The second one is food preservation. You're going to grow all this stuff. You don't want it to go bad. You got to learn how to preserve it, right? And you can easily do this in an apartment or an urban setting. You can just buy a dehydrator, right? And dehydrate it, or learn how to can. A lot of things you can't, you're not going to smoke it, right? You're not going to like kill a wild animal and then carve it up and then smoke the meat. But you can definitely make dried fruits, get your tomatoes and dry them out, canned tomatoes, right? Make jams, all that good stuff. And the last one is something that I think I like getting into a bit is scratch cooking, which basically means making your own bread, making your own noodles. They're the only two I make. So it's basically, instead of going out and buying a loaf of bread, you just buy the flour and the water or whatever. In fact, the bread I make is really easy. It's literally just flour, water, and salt, and a little bit of oil, and you just mix it all, and it's non-bread, you know? You can get those bread-making machines that make like a proper loaf of bread, and apparently they're really easy. I've never used one, but I've had friends that have them. They say you just put everything in it, and then you press go, and then it just mixes it for you, and it does the right temperature, and it's all electrical-based. So there you go, or you can learn to do it in your oven. When I lived in China, I used to try to do it in the oven. But the problem is that, well, when it worked, it was amazing. But when it didn't work, it was like real dense. You still eat it, but it's just that the yeast didn't rise, right? So there you go. There are my 3 tips for how to homestead in the city, how to get started. Of course, there's so many out there. And I think that can be a little bit overwhelming, that there's so much to do to be a homesteader, right? But every little bit counts. So just go out there and give it a go. And if you want to learn if you want some more projects on it, you can check out DIY Sustainable Home Projects. It's got a fair few of them you can just do in an apartment, right? I mean, a lot of them you need more space, but a fair few of them you can just do in your apartment. So check that out. There's 80 plus projects in there. So you're going to find at least 10 or 20 that you can get started on right away. So go to www.survivalfitnessplan.com/DIY-sustainable-home-projects. And that's it for the week, guys. I will talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.